Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 12th of May, recording at 8 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, first the highlights, and it's been a day for schizophrenics. First, well, a crowd of schizophrenics. First, Wall Street did not like the Walmart figures. Then it did like the retail sales. And it also liked the weaker oil price. But then it disliked the dollar rally, and then it decided that it disliked the oil weakness, and it disliked the copper weakness because the metal shares and the oil shares were also falling. And as I speak, the Dow's down 85 and nearly 10 on the S&P, but possibly significantly a much smaller decline on the NASDAQ. Currently showing right now. What other highlights have we got here? The dollar rallies pushed up, just testing or maybe nudging above the higher side of its range against, on the US dollar index, just testing its highs for the year. And we've seen the euro break a little lower against the dollar as part of that activity. And that dollar strength thumped some of the precious metal markets, and also copper, as I mentioned previously. Okay, let's get back to the beginning here. I was not trying to be flippant in saying that we were getting some schizophrenic activity here from the crowd, and the market sort of lurching back and forth one day. And many people, including myself from time to time, say, well, that pattern doesn't look too bad, and then the next day it's not looking at all good, and we're getting this sort of choppy, rapid whipsaw activity, churning, in other words. And as I said, that's usually bearish overall, and when I take that against the context of the nice uptrends, particularly those uptrend stages for stock market indices that we saw from mid-August last year, right on into, pretty much through February of this year, and we had some accelerations. And then when we saw all those uptrends broken and subsequent ranging activity, that is really the top extension more often than not in my book. So I don't like these stock markets, but you know, I don't like any market in here that much, and I think, as I said in the comment of the day, that for conservative investors, this is a good time to be largely in cash. Personally, I feel I'm taking far too many risks that I don't really need to take overall, but I'll just have to analyze why I've done that. And a lot of it, I suspect, has to do with I just like participating in the game. Now, what have we actually got here in terms of other stock markets? I mentioned Wall Street. Asian markets are trying to rally. That's where the growth is. So I think when confidence is waning, if people are going to put money anywhere, then they'd start to look at Asia. But if Wall Street continues to head down, remember that Wall Street leash effect that will rein in those Asian markets. Personally, as I said again in comment of the day, I've got two strategies on offer here in terms of my own portfolio. One is that if I'm too bearish in here right now, and if I get surprised by the strength of the rally, I know where I'll be lightening. I'll take out some of my conservative core investment positions just because I don't like the overall investment environment. Conversely, if markets instead take another significant leg on the downwards, I will not be chopping those eroding profit situations. I'll ride it out and content myself with leveraging up even further in my stock market short positions, and then look to buy things like the JP Morgan Fleming India Trust Fund and the Aberdeen New Thai Fund following a good shakeout. I would also get interested in Japan again on that basis. Okay, now Treasury bonds, they did not like the retail sales, weakened, but have strengthened again in here as Wall Street came off and are currently up 10:30 seconds on the day. But overall, these charts show a loss of momentum on the upside, but perhaps significantly, they have not yet followed through on the downside after those bearish dynamics that we saw, I believe it was last Friday, Thursday or Friday. In terms of currencies, I've been saying all along that while my outlook for this year was mainly for ranging activity by the dollar, it would be range bound, primarily within the 80 to 85 and a half level that we had seen relatively early on in the year for the US dollar index. But that I additionally did not see any evidence that the dollar's technical rally off that 80 low had been completed. Yes, it had run into resistance up near that 85 and a half level on the dollar index, but excuse me, that did not mean that the rally was completely over. Excuse me a second. Just a weak cough, sorry about that. And today, with the dollar index pushing up and the euro breaking down, I can envisage this dollar rally carrying a bit further in here. My expectations for it are relatively modest, but given the nature of markets to often overshoot on moves, it's not beyond the bounds of possibilities that we could see a scramble of short covering on dollar bears as more of that carry trade is unwound, and the U.S. rising interest rates would be certainly a trigger factor for that, and they have certainly contributed to the firmer tone that we've seen for the dollar all along. So, bottom line, there's still too many dollar bears, and a few more of those capitulated in here today. But suffice it to say, there are more people out there still who are short the dollar than long the dollar. I'm very mildly long the dollar, as you know. I wish I had a little bit more of that position, but I am at least running a small long position in the US dollar against the Japanese yen. I should have had more. I should have had the stake that I had previously, then took the profit on, and then partially replaced by a third when the dollar came off temporarily. But I should really have a bigger position there, hedge position there against my precious metals longs, which are mainly in silver. And I'm also kicking myself for looking for the third time, no less, at that platinum market get back up to the, say, 885 level and then fall back sharply as it has here today, 869 and a half. We still do have a small backwardation in there, but it's gone from a small profit to probably a small overall loss. Now, elsewhere, copper, and I'm annoyed with that as well because I've been lusting after that big contango and hoping that my 3 month LME position, excuse me, which expires on the 20th of this month, that I could see through to the end of that and bag the very large backwardation. But copper got clobbered in here today, and I might have chopped the position out just on that evidence. Except, interestingly, the nickel was up again today, and we've got about $1,100 backwardation, so it's widened out even further. It's the widest I've seen it in a very long time. Tin was also up. So again, we're getting sort of more schizophrenic activity in here, and I'm hoping that it was just one or two funds that had bottled out of the copper when it took out some initial support, but we will see. Overall, needless to say, this is a choppy, dangerous environment, and unless you actually enjoy risk, and when that needs to be analyzed, perhaps this is a very good time to stand on the sidelines, enjoy a modest yield from cash, and do as little as possible, except watch the charts and wait for a fat pitch, as Warren Buffett put it in a quote from an email that I posted today. Oil still in its medium-term correction. It's come down more slowly than it went than it moved up, which is consistent with no more than a correction within what I maintain is an ongoing bull market. But I still don't see any evidence that this correction is over. Currently down 191 at 48.54. And those are the highlights. So I'll just bid you adieu and look forward to another exciting day tomorrow. All the best.